Greetings, this is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. And we're here with our sexy sex chef, Rocky Fino. He's the author of We'll Cook for Sex, and he's been giving us some great ideas on what we can do to have a wonderful date and cook a little bit for them. How are you, Rocky?
Doing real good. I think there was three sexes in that one sentence.
Three sexes, that's it. Put as much sex in there as we possibly can.
You got it.
What is on the menu today?
Dessert.
Dessert, okay.
Nothing more romantic than a beautiful dessert. And when in doubt, you go chocolate.
Okay, chocolate is the safe place. It is your safety island in dessert world.
Well, it's got that romantic air about it. I mean, there's creme brulees, there's other neat desserts, but you know, you just the chocolate, there's something that says, you know, romance with chocolate. And okay. And let's be honest. I mean, when it comes to women, they love chocolate.
Yes, women do love chocolate. And there's a lot you can do with chocolate. Even outside of the making the dessert world, it can be very artistic and creative with chocolate. So.
Oh yeah, it's very versatile. Even if you're not, and if you're under the gun and you don't have time to be, creative, just good bar chocolate served with a nice red wine is, it says something too, and it's a great combination.
That's awesome. That's very exciting. But you've got a special dessert. So first of all, what's it called, and then tell us how to go shopping.
Now, I call it the blue-collar souffle, and the reason I call it that is this is the working man's version of the souffle.
Okay.
We're gonna tone it down. Souffles are typically very scary for people because they're sensitive. They take a little, timing and correct measurements. I've simplified this to where it can work for just about anybody.
Okay, and we've all seen those television shows where the person has a souffle, and it's perfect, 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 and they sit it on the table, and it goes down.
Yeah, now this one's a little bit of a cheater souffle. So you're okay. We're not trying to create that perfect, that perfect balloon. It's a half souffle, half pudding kind of middle.
Okay, so we're not worried about our little dome.
No, we're gonna be soft in the middle. We're gonna be it comes out of the oven hot. We're going to top it with a little vanilla ice cream and let it melt over the sides. It's melt in your mouth.
Okay, perfect. Sounds delicious. Let's go shopping.
Shopping. Not a tough list. This recipe is going to require, we're going to need butter, unsalted.
So unsalted butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do four tablespoons. We're going to need four tablespoons to make two desserts. So we're going to, you got to get a cube, obviously. So unsalted butter.
Mm-hmm.
Two large eggs, sugar.
And we can just get the white refined
white sugar. Yeah, you're gonna use about four, not confectionery.
Okay.
Just granular sugar, and we're gonna use four tablespoons of it.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Well, we're gonna use bittersweet chocolate. We need 4 ounces, so you're gonna buy a. They sell it in like a 4 to 8 ounce bar. And bittersweet, you can get it like a Ghirardelli. You'll see it in the baking aisle.
Okay, so we'll go to the baking aisle, and we're going to be looking for something that resembles the chocolate bar that we'd eat.
Yeah, it resembles the chocolate bar, but it's used for baking. If you took a bite out of it, it's
not that great.
Not that great. And we need flour, which you probably already have in the cupboard, but you're going to use 2.5 tablespoons of flour. So you're going to need some flour. And then lastly is just pick up a good vanilla ice cream, just a pint. You're going to use a scoop on each.
Okay. So we're going to get a nice, good brand that we really like.
Yeah, one of those nice vanilla beans sometimes are real good, too.
That's it?
That's all we need.
Wow. Okay, I'm excited.
Now, when it comes to baking, I've said this all along that, I try to avoid being measurement sensitive with my recipes because I don't want people to get too panicky about whether or not they've got a quarter cup, half cup, and stuff. And it typically in cooking, that is not necessary many times. But when it comes to baking, the measurements are kind of key. So on this particular recipe, I'm going to say, make sure we follow along on the measurements.
Okay, because it will definitely make a difference in the end on our taste and textures.
You got it.
Okay.
Ready to get started?
Yes, I promise to be faithful to the measurements.
yeah, exactly. Now, this is just a quick tip before we get into it. You could take this, you could do the first 4 to 5 steps in advance before dinner.
Okay.
And you know, do it while you're making a salad or something like that, and then put them off to the side, and then and just have them there so that when you're done with dinner, all you need to do is pop them into the preheated oven and allow the 15 minutes and bring them out, and you're ready to go, which it's kind of nice. I recommend if you do that in advance, then while you're just, you know, when you finish up with your main course, you can, you know, segue into, you know, while you're cleaning the table, you pop these into the oven while you're, you know, while she's still sitting down, because I recommend that if you're cooking dinner for your date, you make sure you do the cleaning also.
Okay.
Make sure, but while you're clearing the table, you can have, you know, just throw these in the oven, and then when as she's sitting there sipping on the last glass of wine, out comes your beautiful dessert.
Okay, so really
limited
effort. Time the whole dinner really beautifully and creatively.
Yeah, it's kind of a good way to, you know, transition into dessert without having to go into the kitchen and get too crazy. But if you don't do it that way, it's not too crazy anyway. First step, let's preheat the oven to 400 degrees.
Okay.
Now, we're gonna do most people don't own a double boiler.
Including
myself. But so step one, you get a saucepan, and then use a metal mixing bowl that fits over the saucepan, but doesn't fall in the pan, just sits on top.
Okay.
And we're going to add some water to that.
Kind of inside, put the water inside the pan.
Yeah, we're going to put water inside the saucepan. We're going to heat the water, and basically the job is to slowly melt the ingredients that you're going to put into the mixing bowl.
I get the idea.
So that's a little confusing as we talk about it over the air, but it's basically a saucepan. Put a cup of water in the bottom of it. And then we're going to have a mixing bowl that fits on top of the saucepan that we're going to put our ingredients in, and we're going to melt it down.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is you're going to put the saucepan over low to medium heat, not too hot. And then you're going to start by, you're going to add the chocolate. And you're going to just let it slowly melt the chocolate in the bowl.
Okay, so our heat is not really up high. We're just
No. We're just nice and easy, real slow. And while that's melting, in a separate mixing bowl, mix together your sugar and flour.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard. They've got some textures that are pretty much the same.
Yeah, in the chocolate bowl that we got on the double boiler, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to add our butter.
Okay.
So we're melting our chocolate and our butter in the boiler.
I think that's going to have a great aroma.
Oh yeah, no, it's really nice. You know, it's just a slow process, so it's not something that it does smell beautifully. In our separate mixing bowl, we've got our sugar and flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a third bowl and whisk your eggs. Break your two eggs and whisk your eggs.
Okay. So we got them all nice and fluffy. So we've really got, like, the pot going and slowly boiling.
Yeah, you got three bowls at this point.
Three bowls going at this point.
Then take your flour sugar mix and whisk it into the egg mixture.
Okay.
So you've got what you do to whisk into the egg mixture is you slowly, you know, shake the flour sugar mixture into the egg. Don't pour it all at once and then mix it with this, you know, all at one time. But actually, have a continuous stir as you pour the flour sugar in.
Got it. Okay.
That creates a whisk. It creates an even mixture.
And we won't have lumps in there if we keep it going and keep it.
You got it. Nice. And don't be afraid of it. It's not a hard task to do. You can, you know, it's holding a bowl with one hand and stirring with the other.
Okay.
We've combined our flour, sugar, and our egg mixture. Our butter and chocolate should be melted. Slowly just stir that around, mixing the two together.
Yes.
In the bowl over the boiler. And if you're melted to an even melt, go ahead now and add the remove from heat and add the melted chocolate to the egg mixture.
Okay.
In similar fashion, just pour it in and stir. Now, a lot of it sticks to the metal mixing bowl, so if you have one of those rubber spatulas, they work really well to get all that chocolate out because, you know, chocolate is like gold. You don't want to leave it in the bowl.
Okay. No, leave no chocolate behind.
Leave no chocolate behind. She would cry if she knew that. So now we've mixed everything into the bowl. We're going to take, these are little cups called ramekins. Not everybody owns a ramekin, but they're little, basically, individual serving dishes.
Okay, spell ramekin for me.
Ramekin is spelled R-A-M-E-K-I-N.
Okay.
And you're testing me on that because of, that's going off memory. I'm
well,
pretty
we
sure
all,
I spelled that right.
This is the thing.
I know
we're going to print it
I
out.
I know they're called, but I don't know if I know how to spell them.
Well, we want everybody to, in case they do want to go buy them, that, you know, at least they can write it down when they see the transcript and, you know,
they're little white dishes, individual serving dishes.
Okay.
And like some people use them maybe to for adding, you know, putting out the little mixtures. If it's not a ramekin, a little Pyrex dish, you know, the smaller ones, those little individual serving size ones, will work the same because it can go in the oven. But the white ramekin, you know, has a look to it that
everybody knows what that is.
Everyone, once you see it, you'll know exactly what it is for. You'll recognize it.
Okay.
So now what we do is we take the two ramekins and we put the chocolate mixture into each one, bring it right up to just below the rim.
Okay.
And you could go to that step right there and set those aside. I like to put a little damp paper towel over them.
Okay.
If I did that before dinner started, and I'm thinking, boy, it'll be a good 2 hours before I'm going to get to this dessert. I just put a wet cloth over them so it didn't dry out. But that's probably, you know, you might not need to do that.
Okay, just depending on how long.
Just depending on how long you're leaving them out on the counter.
Okay.
But if we're going continuous and we've got that, we're to that step where we've added them to the ramekins, put them in the oven, the preheated oven. And go for about approximately 15 minutes.
Oh, only 15 minutes? That's
only 15 easy. Minutes. What you're looking for? It'll elevate, and what you're looking for, the edges to be firm, but the center to still be soft. So you're looking for a cake-like texture on the outside. Yet, if you took your your toothpick and tested the middle, it'll come up with a soft mixture.
Okay.
See, that's the part of the souffle that it's not a cake. It's actually going to be moist in the middle, not cakey, bready.
Not cakey and bready. Okay, I got that. So it's about 15 minutes.
15 minutes removed from the oven, and these things are hot.
Okay.
These little ramekins are hot at that point. So obviously, you know, use an oven mitt, towel, what do you have, and then serve them on a saucer plate.
Okay.
Because you don't want to serve it direct onto the table to burn your hands. So set it onto a plate, serve it on a saucer plate, and then just take a scoop of vanilla ice cream, place right on top. You'll get a nice instant melt drip coming down and serve immediately. And it's that great hot cold mixture that just plays in beautifully.
Perfect. And it's not as fragile as the other souffle, so when we do
no,
set it on the then, table, we don't have to worry about it going poof.
No, and they're served individually, so you've got two, one for each person. And then I'm going to recommend you go with a nice red wine with that dessert.
Okay.
Red wine red wine and chocolate are just a beautiful pair.
Okay, so those are the two combinations we're really safe with.
Yeah, wine is really crazy. People tend to get way too technical about wine. It's a science, and I can tell you right now, rule number one, don't get technical about wine in front of your date. You want to turn them off, get deep into, you know, conversation about wine. I mean, too many people that get so deep about wine, it's like, look, keep it simple. There are a few combinations that are fail-safe, and when you're shopping for wine, just, you know, find stuff that you like and, you know, that are good, and don't be cheap.
Mm-hmm. We need to take time to go to a winery where we can actually taste something so we can
know. Well, that's always fun. You know, that used to be something that just took place in Napa, California, you know, mm-hmm. or in hillsides in France and stuff like that. Now, wine has become such a popular, you know, drink that you find wineries in every corner of the planet, you know, and there's tasting rooms and
even some of the wine festivals. Wine stores, they have tastings on certain days. I'm very lucky. I live in Rancho Cucamonga, which is actually home to quite a few wineries, and I think they make at one point the town claimed to make, you know, white, red, blush, every wine that was made, you know, was made in Rancho Cucamonga for a while. So,
and it's a great way to do it is just go out and test them.
Yes.
I mean, people want to know, well, how do I know how to pick a wine? How do I know how to pick a wine? Test them, taste them, find out what you like, and have fun doing the research.
Right. Because it's really all about you and what you and who you're with likes.
Oh, no, trust me. People say, how do I pick a, you know, I got great advice from my father years ago. He said the key to wine is find the inexpensive bottle that you like. Everybody's going to like the expensive one. But if you hone in and you find that good bottle that's, you know, inexpensive, get load up on it.
Well,
most likely, if it's that good, it won't be inexpensive next year.
Hey, right. Well, it's the whole two-buck check line, because Trader Joe had this inexpensive wine for a while that people loved. And
they sell it by truckloads.
They sell it by the truckloads, and people, everybody, you know, experienced and non-experienced, rave about it. So it's all about one's taste. That sounds like a very beautiful, beautiful dessert. Would it be too much chocolate if I added chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla?
I have no trouble with that. Chocolate to chocolate. That's coming from a woman. I know what you're saying. never too much chocolate in the room.
Never too much chocolate in the room. Absolutely.
No, I hate to generalize, but I'm telling you, I have yet to meet a woman who doesn't like chocolate, and I hope I never do.
Okay. Well, that's an awesome dessert. Awesome. Only 15 minutes. Nice and warm, but we've got the ice cream on top, so this is a great dessert. Thank you so much. Listen, you have been listening to The Sex Chef here on IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural and actually multi-flavoral relationships every day. Thanks for joining us. Remember, ignore one's conscience is neither safe nor right, and I'll talk to all of you guys next time.